You're holding that chofchet, you're holding it. Again, rest more. Omar Rabba. Rabba said, Shoma mitzo is tekiya babor. You heard part of the tekiya in the bor, within the ditch. O mitzas tekiya al tzvat habor. And then you went up on top and you heard the other half of the tekiya on top of the bor. So Rashi learns like this. Shoma mitzas tekiya babor. Kosalko died of the heavenly words, Tochi kama. The person was standing on top of the bor. And his friend is blowing the shofar in the bor. So while the friend was blowing in the bor, he's not yotz on top. Because what he hears on top is only the echo. Then his friend came climbing out of the bor. The in the middle of the tkiya, and he heard the end of the tkiya. So the end that he heard was a good tkiya, because the guy came on top of the bor and you're standing on top. That's a good tkiya. So what's Rav's chiddush here? That the tzas nami yotze, even though you only hear half of the tkiya, with half of the tkiya you also mekayim the mitzvah. Even though the first half of the tkiya, your friend was in the bor, you only heard the echo, you're not yotze. But since he came up in the middle of the tkiya, you heard the end of the tkiya, that's enough. Mitzvah tkiya kodim shi'al omer ha-shachar. Let's say the person started to blow the shofar at tkiya right before omer ha-shachar, before it became daybreak. And the tkiya kept on going, and the second half of the tkiya extended after omer ha-shachar, into the daytime already. Halacha is lo yotze, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Hey, since you only hear the end of the tkiya, which was blown by daytime, the first part that's blown by night is not called the tkiya, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So chutz l'stira, why not? Just like the first case, we say if you hear only half of the tkiya, you're mekayim the mitzvah. So in the second case also, you hear half of the tkiya that was blown beyond, you should be mekayim the mitzvah. Omalei Abaye, Abaye answers like this. How come in the first case? This last case. How come if you blow miksas before omer ha-shachar, you're not mekayim the mitzvah? Why? You have to have the whole tkiya from the beginning and the end that you hear when it's the chiyuv to blow, not the first half was at night time. For Lekka, here you don't have it, because the first half of it was by night time. It's only the second half that you heard by Yom. If so, Hochinami, in our case, the first case also, Bina Kula Tkiya Bechiyuvai. You should have to hear the whole Tkiya Bechiyuvai. And here, since the beginning of the Tkiya, your friend was in the bor. Since he was in the bor, what you heard on top was only the echo, you're not Makarim the Mitzvah. So all you heard was the second half of the Tkiya. Here it's Mashma, the second half was not enough. You have to hear the whole Tkiya. So what's the difference? And the Gemara, Hochi Hashte. No, there's no Sushto. One is not like the other one. In the second case there, where you started to blow the shofar when it's still nighttime, nighttime is not a time to blow the shofar at all. So that first part of the tkiya is not called the tkiya at all. At nighttime is not the zman of the mitzvah at all. Mashenkin, what did he blow? Only the second half was blown by daytime. That's called the mitzias of a tkiya. But the first part is not the mitzvah at all. Mashenkin Hocher over here, Bor Mokim Chiyubahu. What happened? Your friend was inside the bor and he blew the shofar there. When he blew inside the bor, it was a ma'aseh tkiya. Your friend is yotzei the mitzvah there. Like we had before, people that are inside the bor is mekayim the mitzvah. So when the person blew the shofar inside the bor, it's called a ma'aseh tkiya at the time he blew it. Just lo'oson, ho'im dim bor. For the people that are sitting inside the bor, it's called a ma'aseh mitzvah. So, therefore, when you're on top, even though you didn't hear the beginning of the tkiya, but since the person then came up and you were at the end of the tkiya, that's called the good mitzvah of Shmiyas Shofar. In other words, this tkiya was a good tkiya from the beginning to end. Just you didn't hear the beginning of it, that's not a problem. As long as you hear the end of a good tkiya, you have a kind of the mitzvah. But in the first case, the first part of the tkiya was done at night time, that's not called the chiyuv at all. So the kid said there wasn't a ma'aseh tkiya. So that's why you're not mekayim the mitzvah. The Rashi says, the whole daytime, but only day, not night. You can only be mekayim the mitzvah by day and not by night. So therefore, if they started to blow at night time, it's not called the ma'aseh tkiya at all. In our case, when you blew inside the bor, it's called the ma'aseh tkiya. People inside is mekayim the mitzvah. So mainly, even though you only heard the second half on top, it's called you heard part of a whole tkiya. So where it says, what do you want to tell me now? The Lameimra, you want to say, the Sova Rambam holds, Shoma Saif Tkiya Blaitkhila Tkiya Yatsa Elechnami. If you only hear the end of a Tkiya, even though you didn't hear the beginning of it, but since the person blew it, you're in the kind of the mitzvah. All you have to hear is just the end. Umanela, what comes out from this? The same thing should be that Tkhila Tkiya Blait Saif Tkiya is also should be Yatsa. If you only hear the beginning of the Tkiya and not the end, it should also be called the good Tkiya. In other words, if a Maisa Tkiya took place, and you heard the beginning of it, you mekayim the mitzvah. If you only hear the end of it, you mekayim the mitzvah. That's what comes out according to Rabba. So I'm going to ask the question now. Tosh Shema, come in here. We had before, Tok HaBarishayna. If somebody blew like Tkiya, Shvarim Tkiya, you blew one Seder. Or Moshach B'Shniya. Now the second Tkiya, you made it a little bit long. Like you blew a Tkiya, Shvarim, then you blew a Tkiya. The second Tkiya, you extended it a long Tkiya. Kishtayim. It went long enough to be Yetzah for two Tkiyas. Halacha is ain biyodi alachas, nothing doing. You only have one mitzvah tkiya. That second tkiya only helps for the end of the shvarim, whatever you hold them by malchias, whatever you holding for. But it doesn't help for the next part for the zechrenos. It doesn't help. The kashrus is v'may. Why not? Tis salak lo betarti. Why can't you divide this long tkiya into two? The first part of the tkiya you hear is for the last set, for the malchias, and the second part that you hear should be for the zechrenos, for the next seder. How come you can't divide it up? If you tell me you Yetzer with just hearing half of a Tkiya, here you heard enough of a Tkiya for two Tkiyas, let it be Yetzer for two. And the Gemara now here is different. I'll tell you, as we said before, Psuke Tkiyosa Miyadod Elay Paskinim. You have no right to divide up one Tkiya into two. Here it's one Tkiya. The guy is blowing a long Tkiya. True, it's very long. But it's one long coil. Since it's one long coil, it could only be Yetzer one mitzvah with this Tkiya. All Rabbi said was, that in the case a person blew a tkiya and you only heard the beginning of it, you're also mekayim the mitzvah. You heard the end of it, you're mekayim the mitzvah. But you're not dividing that tkiya into two parts. Here, where you have one long tkiya, you want to divide it into two, that you have no right to. The maaser was one tkiya. You can't make two different tkiyas out of one tkiya. That Rabbi agrees to. You can't do two out of one. Toshima, hatakela teicha bor. If somebody had before, somebody blows the shofar into the bor, into a ditch. Or the Teicha Dus into a cave. Or the Teicha Pitum into a big barrel. In Pil Shofar Shoma Yotza. If the person hears the voice of the Shofar itself, you mekayim the mitzvah. The In Pil Havora Shoma, like you're standing on top, and you only hear the echo of the Tkiya, La Yotza, you don't mekayim the mitzvah. Then the Kashu B'Yamai, how come not? Why aren't you mekayim the mitzvah? Leipuk B'Tchila Tkiya Makmed Al Arvakolo. You should be Yotza at the beginning, even though he's blowing in the ditch. When the voice starts to come up, the first kiyah, the first voice you hear, is for sure from the shofar. It's only afterwards the echo starts to bounce back and forth that you hear a rebound, you hear a second echo also. But the first second you hear, you only hear the tkiyah, nothing else. So the chura, if you hold it, it's enough to hear a beginning of a tkiyah. Here also, you heard the beginning of the tkiyah. What do I care if lady got mixed up and echo got mixed up with it? So what? You should be in a kind by hearing the beginning of the tkiyah. So where it is like this. Ki koma rabba enechnam, you're right. Rabba never meant to say this. Havad, the rabba also holds, you have to hear a tkiya from the beginning till the end. If you only hear a mixah to the tkiya, havad, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah shmiya kel shofar is to hear the whole tkiya from beginning to end. If so, what did rabba first mean that you heard half of it in the bor, half on top? The verse is like this. Ki koma rabba bitokeya vi'oyla lanashay. We're talking about one person. That first he went down in the ditch and started to blow the shofar there. Now, if you're downstairs, for you it's a good tkiya. And then he climbed up in the middle of the tkiya, he climbed up and went on top. And Vaiti heard the end of the tkiya. So this one person heard the beginning and heard the end, that's why he's mekayim the mitzvah. So Gemara asked, that's what Rabbi meant. That Shoma mixas tkiya the bor means you were in the bor and you were blowing it there. And then you went up, mixas tkiya al sfasa bor yoyotza. So first the Gemara, Ihochi, Maila Meimra, if that's the case, what's the Chiddush? Kriti Yaitza. If you take your shofar and go downstairs and blow the shofar there, and then you yourself come up and blow the shofar on top, you hear the shofar down and up, so Avadi in the Kayim the Mitzvah, what's the Chiddush here? So Gemara says, yes, now the time I would have thought, Zimnin Demapik Resha. Sometimes maybe you're going to pick your head up, you're climbing up out of the burr. First it started out that you're in the burr and your shofar's also in the burr. You're both in the ditch. Now you start to climb up. Sometimes maybe a head will come out of the bor, the akati shofar of the bor, but the shofar will still be down in the bor. The koma arvid kola, and in such a case, if your ears come above the bor before the shofar does, So that's key. When it's still blowing, your ears are on top, you hear the echo, and you don't hear the kol shofar. So I would have thought maybe you have to be afraid that every time the guy climbs up to say he's not yet to the mitzvah. Kamash Mulan, the teachers of the Chiddush, no, we're not afraid for that. That if you come up and you let the shofar together, your head, your ears, and the shofar at the same level, and you both come up together, you're in the kind of mitzvah. We say a monoshach. When you were both downstairs in the ditch, you heard the shofar. When you're both coming up now, you're coming up together. So as soon as you get above, you again hear the kol shofar. So Kamash Mulan, you are the kind of mitzvah this way. We're not afraid. Maybe you'll only hear the echo while you're coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. That's good, right? Right.
Yeah.
Omer Rav Yehuda. The shofar shel oila lo yitoka. Somebody has a shofar that you pulled off a korban oila. You had a korban oila, a hegdishtik animal, and while the animal was alive, you pulled off the shofar. So on the shofar is a din mila now, it's also by noah, belongs to hegdish. The din is lo yitoka, you're not allowed to blow it. It's eser hano, you're not allowed to have enjoyment from it. But if you talk a yotze, you know, if you do blow with it though, you're the kind of mitzvah. Shrashi. Shaloila, the Tolshe Mechaim, you picked off the shofar when the animal was still alive. Hiliyach Azrika and Mila, Leiberv Lebekarneh, because after you made the Zrika, there's no more Mila upon the Or and the Keren, but that goes to the Kohen. Right. So therefore, the shofar was pulled off when the animal was still alive, so there's Nisr Hanor on the shofar, therefore, Lechila not, but if you do it though, you're Yotza. What about the shofar Shol Shlomim? Let's say you pulled off a shofar off an animal that's a Korban Shlomim. The law here is lo yitoka. The chachilu you're not allowed to do it because it's also by no. The imtoka lo yotza. But here by the shofar from a korban shlomim, we say even with the eved you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So when we ask my time, what's the difference? So my answer is oila bas milhi. Oila is kodesh kadoshim. There's a nisa milah involved. Therefore we say keep in the mobo. As soon as you blow a little bit, you mishtamish, you started to use it. The law here is you're over the nisa milah. You're like taking enjoyment from hegdish. And the klal is nafka lo lechulin. Halacha is once you moil the hegdish, you start to take it to have enjoyment, it automatically loses its kedusha. The kedusha goes out, and then it remains chulin. Therefore, when you finish blowing it, now you're blowing your shofar shel chulin. That's why you mekayim the mitzvah. Ma'ashen kein shlomim, a korban shlomim was only kachim kalim. Kachim kalim, before you make the zrika, before you have the emurim, there's no isamilur on it. Because since the bailam will eat from it, so we say it's not called hegdish so much. There's no estimilu on it. So now, by a korban, this shofar which was pulled off the korban shlamim, the la b'nei milaninu. There's no estimilu if you have enjoyment from it. You're not over the estimilu. Sure, you're not allowed to have enough from it. It's also banor still, but there's no din milu. Milu is a new halach in kodesh kedoshim that if you moil, if you take enjoyment from it, there's a new chiddush. It automatically goes out to chulin, and you're over the estimilu. But by Shlomim, there's no B'nai Milan inu, Sameli Surahu, Durachibu. There's still the Isser on the Shofar. For Lainafki Lechul, it doesn't go out to Chulin. Therefore, even after you blow the Shofar, you're not the kind of mitzvah. Because the Maisa, what are you blowing? You're blowing your Shofar Shel Shlomim, which is an Isser Hanor, so you're doing an Avera. So the Churim said the Klal is that mitzvah, Bobi Avera, not the kind of mitzvah. While you're blowing the Shofar, you're doing an Avera. So that's the klal of mitzvah, bo b'aver, that's not called the mitzvah, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. If while you're blowing the shofar, you're over the yisur of having enjoyment from hegdish, that's an averum, that's not called the ma'aseh mitzvah. So that's why by shlomim, that still remains kodesh, hegdish, it's also banor, you're doing an averum. Mashenka, by korban oila, there it becomes into milah, there comes chulin, you're not doing an averum after you start blowing it. Mefrati gemarza, the maski of lo rova. Amos moel, good, when you start to blow the shofar shel oila, after you're over the estimila goes the chulin. But when you moil, first you have to start blowing it. The beginning of the tzkiyah was a tzkiyah done in the shofar shel oila. It was also banor at that time. It's amos moel, when you're over mila, lebos of the talker, after you blew it first. If so, kikotoka visurotoka. When you start to blow the tzkiyah and ka'ol shofar, it was a shofar shel oila. There was nisra hanor involved, you're doing an aveira then. So right at the beginning of the tzkiyah, you don't have. It's called again a mitzvah, bovi aveira. You're doing an aveira b'shas tekiyah. So even by a shofar shel oila, the kashrus is why you're mekayim the mitzvah. Still, it's called an aveira right now. And for the Gemara, elo amar Rava. Rava answers like this. The klal is echad ze v'yechad ze lo yotze. Enechnan mitzayka true. In both cases, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Even by a shofar shel oila, even though it went out l'chulin, But it only went out l'chulin after you blew the shofar. The shofar you're blowing and you're taking the German, you're taking the German from Hegdish, it's also banor, it's an aveira, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And who are then by shofar shel shlom, it's also exact same halacha. You're not mekayim the mitzvah shel shlom. That's what Rabbi says. Then Hoda Rabbar, then he was choyz, changed his mind and said no. Then Rabbi said the svar is like this, I'll tell you. That echad zev yechad zev yotze, just the opposite. In both cases, you are mekayim the mitzvah. Even though you're blowing a shofar shel shlomim, that is an iser hanor the whole time, you're doing an aveira the whole time, still you are mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Because the klal is mitzvos lav lehenes bitnu. Mitzvos were not giving it to us for enjoyment. In other words, what's wrong with blowing a shofar shel shlomim? You're not allowed to have enjoyment from it. So if you say doing a mitzvah is called enjoyment, you're not allowed to do enjoyment. But the klal is doing the mitzvah not because we enjoy it. We're doing the mitzvah because of an oil. Hashem said we have to do it. We're doing something we're supposed to do. So it's not called the mitzvah and not called enjoyment, hanor, when we're doing the mitzvah. So therefore, when you blow the shofar, you're not doing an aveira. It's not called you're taking enjoyment out of blowing the shofar. So the whole aveira is, it's yisr hanor. You can't take enjoyment for the curl. As if you'd be blowing the shofar because you enjoy to hear the curl, that would be us. You're doing an aveira then. You're not allowed to have enjoyment, enjoy hearing the curl. When we hear the shofar, it's not the pshat we enjoy hearing the voice. We're doing a mitzvah, like Rashi says. Mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu li Yisrael. It wasn't given to us to have enjoyment. Lios kiyumem lemanor. Now the fact we do it, we have enjoyment. Eloi oil, it was given to us for a thing we have to do. Al savrayim, it's a yoke upon our neck nitnu, that we have to do the mitzvahs. Therefore, if you blow the shofar, you do the mitzvah, even shel shlomim, you mekayim the mitzvah. Because since mitzvah is lav lehenes nitnu, it's not called you over the aveira, you're not having hanor from an isuri hanor. Omer Rav Yehuda, that's the halacha like that. Omer Rav Yehuda, the shofar shel avodah zarah lo yitoker. If you have a shofar that the mishamish, they used it in front of the avodah zarah, so that they blew with it in front of their avodah zarah, became also banor, so chilul lo yitoker. The yimtoka yotzeh, but if you do it, you mekayim the mitzvah, the same thing. Because mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. Even though the shofar is also to have enjoyment from, but the maisa, when you're blowing it, it's not called you're having enjoyment, you're only doing the mitzvah with it, so you're allowed to do it. But look, clearly you shouldn't do it, like we're afraid with Rabbanan, and maybe you come to have enjoyment from it, you shouldn't use it for the mitzvah. What about the shofar shel Ir HaNidachas? Ir HaNidachas means a city that they worship the Avodah Zarah. There the mitzvah is to burn out those cities. Anything in the city is toying tzreif, you have to burn it. So even the shofar that's found in such a city, there's a mitzvah to burn it. Now, lo yitok, you're not allowed to blow with such a shofar. It's also banor, you have to burn it. The yimtok, if you blow the shofar, lo yotza, you're not making the mitzvah here. Even though mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu, you're not having enjoyment by blowing the shofar shel Ir HaNidachas. Still, you're not making the mitzvah. For the Gemara, my time, what's wrong? It's only yotza banor, you can't have enjoyment, and you're not having enjoyment from it. Have the Gemara Ir HaNidachas Ketusei Mechtash Yurei. Have the Ir HaNidachas, since there's a mitzvah to burn everything in the city, so there's a mitzvah now, a chiyuv, to burn the shofar. Since you have to burn it, we consider it as if it's burnt already. So here it's Halach in Shir. Since we have before, there is a size, at least how big the shofar has to be. It has to be enough to hold it in your hands, and a little bit sticking out on top, a little bit sticking out on bottom. So there's a Shir, how big the shofar has to be. There's a klal, whenever you need a shear or size, that means it has to be choshev. It has to be something good and choshev. Since there's a mitzvah to burn it, that takes away the shivis. As soon as if it's burnt already, that it has no shear right now, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah with it. So Ir HaNidachas, there's a mitzvah to burn it, it's no good. You don't have the shear. No, but as long as no chiyuv to burn it. Sasa banor, but there's no chiyuv to burn it. Since there's no chiyuv to burn it, it's not called nechtashiri. Stam Yisra Noah doesn't make it nechtashiri. It's only a special thing when you have to burn it. When there's a mitzvah to burn it, burning it makes it like takes away its chashivis. It doesn't have a shear anymore. Omar Rava, Hamudir Hano Mechaveira. You make a neder not to have any enjoyment from your friend, or that your friend can't have any enjoyment from you. Hamudir Hano Mechaveira. Your friend can't have any enjoyment from me. Mutulat Koya Loitkiyashe Mitzvah. You should know you're allowed to blow for him the shofar. Again, because it's not called he's having enjoyment from you. All he's doing is he's doing the mitzvah. And mitzvah's lav lehenes nitnu, so you're allowed to blow the shofar for him. What about Hamudir Hanor Mishofar? You made a neder, you're not going to have any Hanor from the shofar at all. Again, Mutulat Koya Batkiya Shemitzvah. You're allowed to blow the shofar to make the mitzvah with it. Because, again, you're doing the mitzvah now. It's lav lehenes nitnu. The Yomar Rava said, Hamudir Hanor Mechaveroi. If somebody makes Hanor, you can't have any enjoyment from me. Mazu Olav Mechatis. With your tummy mates, and you have to have the mechatis spritzed on you, I'm allowed to spritz the mechatis on you. The Yemaisak Shomim, in the winter months. Because the Hanod, there's no Hanod having water thrown on you in the winter months. Elamai, you're being tor, that's a mitzvah, mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. Avloi b'meisachama. But in the summer months, it's very hot outside, then if he throws cold water on you, you have enjoyment from it. So considered, I'm giving you enjoyment. Since I made a nether, I can't give you any enjoyment, I'm not allowed to throw the water on you. What about Hamudra Nomi Mayim? Somebody made an Issa Nether, he's not going to have any enjoyment from a well, from a Mayim. The Loch is Toivul Boy Tfilosh Mitzvah. If you're Tomei and you have a mitzvah to go to the mikvah, you're allowed to go to the mikvah there. When? B'Yemaisek Hashonim. Only in the winter months. In the winter months, there's no enjoyment going to a cold mikvah. The only enjoyment is that you become tor. That's a mitzvah. Mitzvah Slav Nenis Nitnu. Avoloi B'Yemaisek Hashonim. But in the summer months, you're not allowed to go down to this mikvah. Since you made a neder not to have enjoyment from it, and it's nice cold water, and in the winter, summer, you're sweating away, if you go into the mikvah, you have enjoyment out of it. So that enjoyment, it's also, that's not a mitzvah, having enjoyment there. That's not part of the mitzvah. So that's called a pure enjoyment. That's also to do. A new halacha now. Sholchulei liyavua de Shmuel. They sent the messages of the father Shmuel. Halacha is like this.
Kofuhu v'yochol matzah. Pesach by night, somebody forces you to eat matzah. You don't have kavod l'shem mitzvah matzah. Somebody forced you to eat the matzah. Slocheros yotze, you mekayim the mitzvah chilas matzah. So there's a question, kofu man, who forced him to eat? You learn if you want to tell me kofu a shade, a pshat a demon came into him, meaning he became a little bit meshuggah now, he lost his brains. It's like ain't a bardas, a shade took over. And therefore, even though we don't have kavod is yotze, there's a question, why? For a time, we're going to price like this. Eatim cholim, eatim shayt, the person, sometimes he's well, he's healthy, his brain is working. But eatim shayt, sometimes he becomes a fool, his brain stops working. So lachri is kishu cholim, when he's healthy, his brain is working, he's a badass, he's mechuyiv, in mitzvah, sarei ki pekeh l'chol dvarav. He's like a healthy person, and any mitzvah he does, he's mekayim de mitzvah. But kishu shayt, at the time, even though he's an older person, but if his brain does not work, and he's like a fool right now, he has lachar like a shreiter right now, because then a bardas, he's not mekayim mitzvahs. So if he ate the matzah when he was a shreiter, here, kafu shreiter, for shreiter, the demon went into him, and made him a sugar, lost his brains like, so why the lachar is if he eats? He's mekayim the mitzvah, he's like a shreiter at the time, he's not mechuyiv with the mitzvah, should be potter. So my answer is, Amar Ravashi answers the case of Tungval here, kishafu pasoyim, that no goyim forced him to eat the matzah. Therefore, he himself is called the Bardas. The only thing is, he didn't have kavono, so therefore, still is yotze the mitzvah. So, this the Gemara says, Amar Rav, or Rav learns out from this halacha, that Zaysimers, and here we hear, we learn out, that a tekel is shir yotze, some of loza shayfa, just to make music. Even though it's not machav on the shem mitzvah, yotze still is yotze, because mitzvah is just kavono. Gemara says, pshita, hainuak, there's the same halacha, therefore, should eat matzah without kavono yotze. Yeah, the shayf without kavana yotza. So Mor says, no matter if I'm out of what to say, hasla machal matzah machamon of achol. They're telling the ma'isa achil and he ate.
You mekayim the mitzvah. The ma'isa mitzvah was done. The ma'isa mitzvah is that matzah should be down your stomach. The ma'isa was put into your stomach. You ate it. You mekayim the mitzvah. Avol hachol mashenkim bat kiyah shayfam. Zichro and truak says. The Torah says zichro, you have to remember, know what you're doing. So blowing means you have to know you're blowing the shay mitzvah. Find the Sasik Biyamu. This guy is just thinking he wants to blow a song. He's blowing the shofar for music. So I would think it's not called Zichra Trua, Kamash Malon, yes. You're still Mekayim the Mitzvah. But the Gemara says, Al Maksava Rova, Mitzvah says Tzrichas Kavanah. To do mitzvahs, you don't have to have Kavanah to do the mitzvahs.
So yes, the last Shalom was, it says, Al Maksava Rova, Rova holds, Mitzvahs and Tzrichas Kavanah. You don't have to have Kavanah to do mitzvahs. That's why over here, if somebody forced the matzah, if somebody forced you to eat matzah and Pesach, kafu, you mekayim the mitzvah. Even though you didn't have in mind, you didn't have kavod.